Jeremiah chapter 32. The word that came to Jeremiah from the Lord in the 10th year of Zedekiah, king of Judah, that was the 18th year of Nebuchadnezzar. Now, at that time, the king of Babylon's army was besieging Jerusalem. Jeremiah the prophet was locked up in the courtyard of the guard that was in the palace of the king of Judah. For Zedekiah, king of Judah, had incarcerated him, saying, "Why do you prophesy and say, 'This is what the Lord says'? Look, I will give this city into the hand of the king of Babylon, and he will capture it. Zedekiah, king of Judah, will escape out of the hand of the Chaldeans, but will surely be delivered into the hand of the king of Babylon, and will speak with him face to face, and look him straight in the eye. He will bring Zedekiah to Babylon, and he will be there until I have taken care of him," says the Lord. "Though you fight against the Chaldeans, you will not succeed." Then Jeremiah said, "The word of the Lord came to me, saying, 'Look, Hanamel, the son of your uncle Shalom, will come to you, saying, "Buy my field that is in Anatot, for you have the right of redemption to buy it." So Hanamel, my uncle's son, came to me in the courtyard of the guard, just as the word of the Lord had told me. He said, "Please buy my field that is in Anatot, which is in the land of Benjamin, for you have the right of possession and redemption to it. Purchase it for yourself." Then I knew that this was the word of the Lord. So I bought the field that was in Anatot from Hanamel, my uncle's son, and weighed out the money for him, 17 shekels of silver. I signed the bill of sale and sealed it, had witnesses, and then weighed the money on the scales for him. So I took the bill of sale, both the one that was sealed, having the terms and conditions, and the other copy that was open. I delivered the bill of sale to Baruch, the son of Neriah, the son of Maaseiah, in the presence of Hanamel, my uncle's son, and in the presence of the witnesses who had signed the bill of sale, for all the Jews who sat in the courtyard of the guard. Then I told Baruch before them, saying, "This is what the Lord of hosts, the God of Israel, says: Take both these bills of sale, the sealed as well as the open one, and put them in a clay pot, that they may be preserved for a long time. For this is what the Lord of hosts, the God of Israel, says: Houses, fields, and vineyards will be bought again in this land." Now after I had delivered the bill of sale to Baruch the son of Neriah, I prayed to the Lord, saying, "Ah, sovereign Lord, you have made the heavens and the earth by your great power, and by your outstretched arm. There is nothing too hard for you. You show loyal love to thousands, and repay the sins of the fathers into the lap of their children after them, O great and mighty God, whose name is the Lord of hosts. You are great in wisdom and mighty indeed. Your eyes are opened on all the ways of human beings, to reward everyone according to his ways, according to the fruit of his actions. You did signs and wonders in the land of Egypt, still talked about to this day, both in Israel and among all the nations. You have made a name for yourself that remains to this day. You brought your people Israel out of the land of Egypt with signs and wonders, and with a strong hand, and with an outstretched arm, and with great terror. You gave them this land that you promised to their forefathers, a land flowing with milk and honey. They entered and possessed it, but they did not obey your voice, neither walked in your law. They did nothing of all that you commanded them to do. Therefore you have caused all this disaster to come on them. Look, the siege ramps are come against the city to capture it. The city is given into the hand of the Chaldeans, who are fighting against it. You are using the sword, famine, and plague, just as you said would happen, as you now can see that it is. You told me, O sovereign Lord, buy the field for money and have witnesses, but the city is given into the hand of the Chaldeans. Then the word of the Lord came to Jeremiah, saying, I am the Lord, the God of all flesh. Is there anything too hard for me? Therefore, this is what the Lord says, I will give this city into the hand of the Chaldeans, and into the hand of Nebuchadnezzar, king of Babylon, and he will capture it. The Chaldeans, who are attacking the city, will come and set the city on fire and burn it, along with the houses on whose roofs they previously offered incense to Baal and poured out drink offerings to other gods to provoke me to anger. For the people of Israel and Judah have done only what is evil in my sight from their youth up. For the children of Israel have done nothing but provoke me to anger with the works of their hands, says the Lord. For this city has provoked my anger and wrath from the day that it was built until this day. So I am committed to removing it from my sight, because of all the evil of the people of Israel and Judah have done to provoke me to anger. They, their kings, officials, priests, and prophets, along with the people of Judah and the inhabitants of Jerusalem. They have turned their backs to me and not their faces. Though I repeatedly taught them, yet they did not listen or accept correction. But they set up their abominable idols in the house that is called by my name, and defiled it. They built the high places of Baal in the valley of Ben-Hinnom, in order to cause their sons and daughters to pass through the fire in sacrifice to Moloch. I never commanded them to do that, nor did it ever come into my mind that they should do this abomination, causing Judah to sin. Now, therefore, this is what the Lord, the God of Israel, says concerning this city, as you have been saying, it is given into the hand of the king of Babylon by sword, famine, and plague. Look, I will gather them out of all the countries where I have driven them in my anger, fury, and great wrath. I will bring them back to this place, and I will cause them to live in safety. They will be my people, and I will be their God. I will give them one heart and one path that they may fear me forever, for their good and the good of their children after them. I will make an everlasting covenant with them. I will never cease doing good to them. I will put my fear in their hearts, so that they will never turn aside from me. Yes, I will rejoice over them to do them good, and I will plant them in this land with the faithfulness of my whole heart and soul. For this is what the Lord says, just as I brought all this great disaster on this people, so I will bring on them all the good that I have promised them. Fields will be bought in this land of which you are saying it is desolate, uninhabitable, by humans or animals. It is given into the hand of the Chaldeans. People will buy fields for money and sign and seal deeds before witnesses in the land of Benjamin and in the places around Jerusalem and in the towns of Judah and in the towns of the hill country and in the towns of the Shephelah foothills and in the towns of the Negev. For I will restore their fortunes, says the Lord. Jeremiah chapter 32.